We find that many in our lives that are somewhat acquainted with the Bible tend to cherry pick verses and scriptures that they think fits them. And I've long thought if I could cherry pick one verse, I think it would be 1 Thessalonians 4:11 that says, live a quiet and peaceful life. I mean, how hard would that really be as a calling to do? Not to say that it's easy to be faultless, but that just seems like an easy thing to go. Maybe get a house up in the mountains and be gone and be quiet and live a little life like that. But nonetheless, we're not called to live a neutral life. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, we see an example here where Jesus saw the multitudes. Over and over, when Jesus interacts with groups of people, when he interacts with the lame, the sick, we often see a similar phrasing: Jesus saw, Jesus looked upon, Jesus set his gaze on them. And when he sees these people, 36 gives us an insight at how his heart was. He was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Looking at the world around us, this is a very, very easy idea for us to conjure up. You could pinpoint any kind of group of politicians or people who work around you or those buddies you had back in high school, and this phraseology seems to fit them. They were lost. They were without guidance, without a shepherd, crooked, perverse. And what Jesus saw was people that needed him and needed help. And we need to see what Jesus saw. And so I have a few verses that I want us to look at. This could be a very deep topic, I'm sure, with lots of other content. But let's think about seeing like Jesus sees with a few of these verses. The first one I would say is it's not a matter of looking. It's a matter of work. It's eyes that aren't salvation neutral. And I'm going to come back to this idea of neutral just because that's what my phraseology landed on tonight. But 2 Peter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. It's easy for me to look at that couple in the booth across from me at the restaurant, and I have no ill will for them. I don't want to condemn them. I don't want anything ill to be harmed them. But do we wish for those people to be saved? Do we wish for the people that are in our lives day to day to be saved? Are we really longing for that? Because that's what the Lord is wishing for. And so we need to look at these people around us like God does. We also need to have eyes that don't ignore evil. A neutral thought we might have is turn the other cheek. But then what? You're all familiar with 1 Peter 3, verse 9. Do not repay evil for evil or insult for insult, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. We can't be neutral when people are poor to us. I think it's easy for me to say, okay, well, I'm going to write that person off. And yeah, they're bad to me, but whatever, just be done with them and move on. That's not what we're called to do. That's a neutral thought. We're called to do something further. Repay evil with good. Bless those who insult us. And finally, I would call out eyes that don't ignore need. We think about charitable giving. Sometimes this is a thought that happens on Sundays. Sometimes this is a thought that happens around the holidays when it's a time to reflect. Sometimes it's happened when there's great need, like Harvey, and we can see need and we give big and we try to do what we can. But I think there may be more to it than that. This doesn't call it out so specifically, except to say in Hebrews 13:16, do not neglect to do good, which we've talked about, and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. And as we are considering this point about not being neutral to the world around us, where can we give, and what can we give? Can you give a few dollars extra to that waitress that you found out was a single mother? Can you be generous to those who are around you in small ways every day? Those things add up, and those things still count. I think all too often we are looking at being sacrificing what we have as some grand gesture. But if we're having eyes that Christ had, we'll be giving all the time in ways that we can. All this is wrapped up, I think, in an idea like Matthew 10:8. Freely you have received, so freely give. What can we give? We need eyes that are looking to give salvation, eyes that are looking to give goodwill and goodness to people, and eyes that are looking to give what we have. And I think if we really take a step back, we may be living too neutral of lives with those around us. And this wasn't really about becoming a Christian tonight, but this is the steps that we're trying to follow behind Christ, and he certainly does call us to be baptized so that we can start walking this walk with him. If you haven't started walking, we have an opportunity to baptize you tonight. We'd love to have that. Or if you have been walking with him and need to have some encouragement and prayers, please come forward while we stand and sing.